רבי יוסי חזן.
Morning. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph brings three opinions. When Pinchas, the hero of this week's parsha, when did he become a kohen? According to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Shimon, at the same time, simultaneously with Aaron Ubono, Pinchas, as a descendant of Aaron, became a kohen. Then there's the opinion of Rav Elazar that Pinchas did not become a kohen until after the Ma'ase Zimri. That's the sheet that Rashi brings on the pasuk, as it says in the pasuk in this week's parsha, "V'ha'isa loyel azari achrav briskunas oil." Only after the Ma'ase with Zimri. There's a third opinion of Rav Ashi that Pinchas did not become a kohen until the story in Yehoshua. You may remember there were the 2.5 tribes in Eiver HaYarden, and they saw a Mizbeach, and there was about to be intertribal warfare. The other tribes thought that they're worshipping Avodah Zorah. They sent a delegation to investigate it, headed by Pinchas HaKohen, right? And it's when he made shalom between the tribes, that's when he actually became a kohen. Frek the Gemara, according to Rav Ashi. So what's the pasuk in this week's parsha? The briskunas oilam. Says the Gemara, according to Rav Ashi, that's a haftocha, that's a promise for a future event. But when Pinchas actually become a kohen in the days of Yeshua? Three opinions. Shtel zich the shayla, according to Rabbi Lozor, asked the Gemara, that he became a kohen after Ma'ase Zimri. So what's the pasuk in Yeshua about where he's labeled a kohen then? Says the Gemara, that's not that he was a kohen already from the story of Zimri. The pasuk in Yeshua is to tell us that not only did he become a kohen, but he became the father, the progenitor, the ancestor of all the kahan gedoil. Comes the Marsho on that Gemara in Zvachim and asks, you could ask the same shayla l'shitas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says he was a kohen from age dot, from the beginning. So according to Reb Shimon, what is the pasuk in this week's parsha? Right? Yeah? Right? And the Marsha answers that this is to teach you that not only will be a kohen, but it will be a kohen god. Besides the fact that, you know, but it doesn't seem to be the mashmos of the pasuk in this week's parsha. But tell me, Hachi. Reb Chaim Kaufman in the Sefer Mishchus Shem asked the obvious shayla that why do I need two psukim? That Kehanim Gedolim, the high priest, will come from Pinchas. I already have a pasuk in Yeshua, and the Gemara answered, Ali b'drabalaz. Yes? The MS before the Mashal, the Zohar HaKadosh asked this kasha. The Zohar HaKadosh l'shitas, so you're not going to be a genius to work out, holds k'shitas Reb Shimon. After all, he was the author of the Zohar. And he holds Pinchas was a kohen from the beginning of Kehuna. So why do I need a pasuk in this week's parsha that he'll have a briskunas oilam? Right? Answers the Zohar HaKadosh, because the Gemara says in Brachos Taflamet Beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol koyin shahorag es hanefesh l'yisus kapo, shenema yideichem domim ilu. Right? A koyin who has blood on his hands can't duchen. And it's brought halachin arachayim in simin kuf chof aleph. Right? Even if a koyin killed b'shkoga, and he's a tshuva, the machoik is b'chaber in ramo. And therefore, shtelzuch tashayla, how could Pinchas possibly be a kohen? He was the one who killed Zimri, right? Therefore, the Zohar says that Eibishtat to promise him that Afal Pikein, you won't lose the kahuna through your killing of Zimri, right? But there's two things I have to understand. Number one, the Zohar doesn't tell you why not. Why? The fact is that Pinchas killed Zimri. So why did he not forfeit the Gehuna because of that? The Zohar doesn't say a reason. It doesn't really... One second. Hold on. Right? The Zohar doesn't tell you the actual reason. Number one. Number two, as the Chidon, the Sefer Nachal Kedumim, asked the $64,000 glaring question, the Zohar is soiser himself in this week's parasha. On Daf Reishu Dalet it says that Pinchas was a Kohen, Mikadmas to know from the beginning. On Daf Reishu Zayin, 3 pages later, it says he became a Kohen at this moment when he parcho nishmosut, and it was nisaber in him, he got in him the neshama of Nodav and Aviyu, who were Bnei Aaron. That's when Pinchas became a Kohen. Hello. So did he become a Kohen from the Mashiach of Aaron Ubonov, or he became a Kohen? Like, what do you hold? You hold like Reb Shimon, you hold like Reb Elozer. Right. One second. Everyone's a bunch of dentists here. Well, we got to. I'm just asking what the Chiddush says. If I had time, I tell you, was answering, how to upfuck, whatever. The emes is, just like the Zohar asked this question, Lamanda Omar, that he was a Kohen from the beginning. So why do you need a briskunas oilam now? The same shaila and the same answer is found in the Moshe's Canaan from the Bali Tosfos al HaTorah, right? That if you hold in the Gemara in Zvochim that he was a Kohen from the beginning, why do you need the briskunas oilam? Answers the Bali Tosfos and Moshe's Canaan, because he killed somebody. And a Kohen who killed someone can't do the avoid. Right? Same question, same answer as the Zohar. Or but the emes is, if you're medayik, you could learn hilchos gevirte gevaldige halachos in akapanim in shitas hazoyer just from the kasha. The kasha itself is very illuminative and instructive. What taka is the reason? Let's work out. Forgetting about the Zohar and the Bali Tosfos, everybody asked the shaila hagufa kasha. If Zimri, if Pinchas killed Zimri, and a Kohen who spilled blood can't be Noises Kapov, right? So why Taka was Pinchas able to be a Kohen? I'll tell you 5 simple answers. And let's one second.
He's an answer. Give him a
job. Let's see. Answer number 1. Hello, there's a Mishnah in Bechoyres Daf Mem Hei. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. The following are defects, which by a human being, i.e. a Kohen, it's kosher, by the Heim al-Havdil, possible. And one of them is, in our text, an animal that was used for illicit purposes, or it killed a person, is possible to be a Kohen, to be a carbon, but it's kosher to be a Kohen in the Avodah. Right? Says the Tosfos Yomtiv Alasar, right? That there are other girsois, there are other versions, other texts of the Mishnah, who delete that expression. Mishnah's Avda Bahem Aveira Vishahara Ben Asa'od. Why? Because the Gemara said in Brachas that a Kohen who killed can't be Nisa Kapov. Oy, but Narvas, the Tosfos Yomtiv, asks, if so, why taka when the Mishnah deliberates the Mumin Bibnei Odom in a Kohen, does it not list someone who killed somebody? And number 2, why is the Rambam Mashmit the Psul of a Kohen who killed somebody? That's what the Tosfos Yomtiv plied by Akash. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger. And as that goes on the Mishnah, well, derech you find in the Mishnah Melech, in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, who say, Ishtamitze, from the Tosfos Yomtiv, he forgot a clear Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Zayin, and said, Hedin Daf Lamed Hei, where Mefurish in Tosfos, that a Kohen who killed someone, right, is the Psul is only for Duchening, but for Avodah, is Kosher, right? By duchening, it's only a chumr ba'alma, and says Tosfos a second oydei shleimer the dafka layisa kapa lefi shahorak biyodoi the ein kateger nasa saneg, which also in and of itself is a whole shakavatari. It's not bifnim, it's bachutz. We're not getting involved in that, right? But Tosfos seems to say in Yevamos and in Sanhedrin that the psul, that a kuyin is disqualified after he killed somebody, only affects duchening, the Zias Kapayim, in the words of the Chavetz Chaim HaSharon, is a psul in the Adayim, not in the Gavr. But it's not a psul, it doesn't disqualify the Avoid. Everything else in the Beis HaMikdash, all other divine worship, he's kosher. Okay, Eibazoi, even after, I can understand, even after Pinchas killed Zimri, he's still kosher for the Avoid. except for Duchani. That's one possibility. A second possibility is the Prima Godin brings a Rechaim in Kuf Ches, that even by Duchening a Koyin Shehoreges HaNefesh, the Psul is only Midrabon, from the Rabbinical. Hello? Number two. Number three, the Erzarua brings a Ravyo, that the psul of a kuyin jharag, a nefesh, a vidazor, whatever, is only if he's miyuid bazeh, todir, it's something which is a davar mufursam, it's public knowledge, and he constantly, systematically, does this aveir. But for a one-off, he doesn't become a... So is shittis haravyo. Hello? Oy bazoy, Pinchas wasn't a murderer. Pinchas was a kuyin zare shal arin oyiv shalom roidiv shalom. His kanos was besuichom. He was not oyiv Yisrael, and therefore you understand why it wasn't a psul. So I have three answers: whether the psul of shedding blood only applies to nesias kapayim kishitas hatoyisus, like shitas haprima godmin only is even by nesias kapayim is only a psul bidrabon rabbinically, and according to Rav Yo, it's only if he's repetitive, constant. Shitta, but not if it's a one-off. Hello? Yeah? Think. But the Zohar asked this question. The Lechura Pinchas is possible. And if you read, I'll read you the Lashon soon. It's clear in Zohar that it was a psul mamish deiraisa, not only for the Siyas Kapayim, but for the Avoy. Is al korch of the Zohar, which is the Shitta from Rab Shimon, we're going according to the Shitta, held none of the three above answers. Otherwise, the Kasha doesn't start. A fourth possible. A fourth possible mahalach in it. The Moishev's Kenim, who holds that it like the Zohar, right? Who said he was takapossel and he needed a special heter of the pasuk for the Zohar. But he does bring from Rabbi Yechiel of Paris, one of the Balei Tosfos, one of the Rishonim, that Zimri is different. This story is different. This story wouldn't pass. Because since Zimri was a boyal aramis, and the din is kanoyim poigim boy, so therefore, right, it's not called shvichas damim, it's not called murder, right? Why? No meiser etzich, because the Torah was matir damay of the boyal aramis. The Torah made hefker the blood of the boyal aramis. Ad kedekakar in Mishneh Berurah brings a machlokes. Mishneh Berurah holds, right, that even if I put a gun to your head and you're a kohen, and I say, kill Yankel, or else I'll blow your brains out. So then it's Yehorek Valyavr, one of the three cardinal sins. But if you didn't, and to save your own skin, you kill the other guy, right? You're using what's called the Nuremberg defense. I had no choice, I wasn't honest. You're not possible. And Shartini brings the Prima Godin disagrees. That itself, but here it's not just a heter. According to some opinions, it's a mitzvah for the kanoi to kill. Ain't coming good. Right? So this is not a classic case of killing, of murder. Asher Alkein, you understand. So the Chavatzelus HaShoran, Rav Kalbach, says incredibly logic. I can't go through the whole lumb. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful shtickle. That the two answers in the Balei Tosfos HaLav Torah, one is Taki, it's a psul, Shittas HaZohar. Me'idach, the Shittas of Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis, right? Are L'shitasam, in a Chakira, what is the geder of the misas haboyel arams? When the kanoi kills him, what's pshat here? Right? The first shita, Rabbi Chiel miParis holds, not only is there a heter, but a mitzvah, or put it differently, the Torah said that the guy is chayev misa. You're a rogue, you're a scoundrel, you're a rasha merusha, you're a boyel arams, nervos. Normal capital offenses are carried out by the Bezdin, right? In this case, the Torah gave over the Chiyuv Misa in the hands of the Kanoi. Hey, the Tamshiv. But when the Kanoi is killing him, he's killing a person who's Chiyuv Misa. Except, as a exceptional din, it's carried out by the Kanoi. But therefore, it's a Gavrik Tila Boilem Mikdal, to use the Gemara's expression. He's a fellow whose life has been reduced to, he's dead. He's a walking dead man. Right? Asher Alkein, for Pinchas killing Zimri, I understand there's no what? There's no Zachar Shvichas Dom, no Ritzich. It's not called a Maisa Ritzich. According to the first answer of the Moshe's Canaan, the MS is what? It's the Torah gave permission on a discretionary basis, you want to kill him, you won't be chayev nisa kanoi for killing the Baal Rams. But he is not chayev nisa. That's what Torah said. Torah said sometimes his dam is, in other words, you have the permissibility to kill him, right? But he is not chayev nisa.
Like a
what? Yeah, my dear sweet holy friend. How much time do you have? How big is a piece of string? You want to start talking about a Baba Machteres and a Roidif and a Hayug Nefesh Bishkogo? If you have, we could talk about it till the cows come up to roost. Hello?
Why is not Chayiv Misa?
Because, one thing, he's not Chayiv Misa. Because there's no such din. You kill him. Varai, you go to the Rav and ask the Rav Shailah, should I kill him or not? It's not that he's Chayiv Misa. Okay. Lamay Nafkimina. Just in this Chakir. A thousand and one Nafkimina. Simple Nafkimina is off the top of my head. First of the Shita of Rebbe Kiva Eger and of the Haflo and Ksuvis. If the Boil Aramis, Bishas Maisa, rips the garment. Yeah? Does he have to pay the monetary loss?
Sinish.
Do you say Komle Bidrabbinay Sinish? Both Rebbe Kiva Eger and the Haflo say he's Potter. In other words, they're of the opinion that he's chayiv. And since you can't have miso momin, you need the chabura, therefore you apply kamud rabbinay, he's potter from any monetary aspect. Is the chayiv they were holding, right, that there's taka a chiv on the perpetrator. Yes? So therefore you can argue that you're killing a person who's a gavra katil. Right? Another nafkamin would be, the Rogachover says in Sofos Poneach, are you allowed to kill a boil aramis on Shabbos?
You're repeating.
You stirred. How? Could you kill a boil aramis on Shabbos? Hello? Well, maybe if it's a din miyuchad, a one-off din, maybe you can. The Torah was matter to kill. The Torah is maybe matter on Shabbos. I don't know. But if it's a din that the guy is chayev misa, except this misa has been transferred, the execution of the misa has been given from Bezin to the Kanoi, then just like the Gemara says, the Gabe Baba Machteres in Sanhedrin, or the Gemara says in Yevamah stuff, Ayin Ches around there, right, that there's no dinim on Shabbos, Bezin. Right? So certainly you can't kill him on Shabbos. Another clear. Could a Koyan be or the Kanoi, kill a Boil Aramis? He's going to get contact with the dead.
Through
Tamazah. Through
Matamah.
No, the Ness. Wait. I know you're a Sephardi. One second. Oh, Sephardim and Tunis. One second. Oh. You'll soon see the Machlokes. You hear my question?
Yeah.
Okay. Another nafkamina is another machlokes. Chazal say that what would have happened if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas? He wouldn't be chayiv. Because he's a roidev, he's killing him, and there's no... So what does that mean literally? Many shittas in Rishonim, the Roshim, the Rameh, and the Ran hold, literally. Is the Charaya, how did they hold that he's not chayiv nisa? And therefore Pinchas, had he been killed by Zimri, he would have exonerated Zimri for the murder. The Mabit in Kiryat Sefer and others also, you go through, right? He's faket. The MS, if Zimri would have killed Pinchas, Bishas Maisa, he would have been Chayiv Misa. Because he's entitled, it's a mitzvah, Hutter Doma, etc. What the Gemara means in saying, if he would have turned around, means if he would have been Poirish from Kozbi and then kill him, he would have been exonerated. It wasn't Bishas Maisa. And therefore, Pinchas was putting his life in his hands by doing the Maisa Kanos. This machlokes between the Rameh and the Ran on one side and the Rabbit, the Kiryat Sefer on the other side, is l'chura, totally habaha, whether the dam, the blood of the Boil Aramis is mutter, whether it's chayiv misa or not. And says the Chassam Shalom, these are the two days in the Moshe's Kenim, right? Whether or not Pinchas would have been disqualified from the kahuna, right, through his killing Zimri. You understand, hello? But Al Kapanam, the Zohar asked this kasha. So the Zohar seems to be saying that what? It's a psul. Hello? After all, let me just parenthetically add, the kasha itself is, if a shliach bezdin was a kohen, and he's the executioner in bezdin, and bezdin of Ayin Aleph tells Shmerel HaKohen, go and kill Yankel the sinner, the Bechal Shabbos, the Avir Avidah Zohar, whatever, the Bailarab, right? Is there any question that he would be posel the kohuna, since he's kapayim, the avoid? Of course not. Because there he's carrying out the Rotzen Hashem and the Hayroah of Torah, right? And what the Rabbanim tell him to do. There's no question. Yeah? Those who hold that the Koyin who kills when it's Boyal Aram is, when it's Kanoyim Poygen Boy, it's not given over to the decision of the Rav, the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin. It's your voluntary, discretionary decision when your heart is aflamed with Kanos. L'shem Shemai. So it's your decision, not Bezdin's decision, not Torah's decision, not Shulchan Aruch's decision, it's your decision. Your decision, you bear culpability. You may be disqualified. The same kash is obviously answer another klutz kash that everyone asks. You remember there was a Tzemaisef, looking at a couple of Tzemaisef of the eagle, and afterwards Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he says to the Bnei Leviim, Mil Hashem Elai, and the Leviim come around, and they kill Kishloishas Alofim Ish Be'ochiv, Be're'eyu, they wage war against their nearest and dearest. And then the pasuk says, Vayoymer Moshe Milu Yetchem Hayoyim Lashem, right? Vosseis Aleichem Hayoyim Brochos, says Rashi, what's Milu Yedechem? Atem Hohorgim Oysom, Bidover Hazet Tishand Chuliyot Kahanim Lamok. Of this pum faket, because you killed the idolaters, therefore, mehat time ago for you became a kohanim. The difference is there was a direct divine directive. So you're carrying out the Rosh Hashem. It's not meyachas to you. You're not a shayfik dom. There, the Torah, the Abishter was mafkir, their dam. You're carrying out Masha'en came by kohanim pagan by according to shittas, right? However you learn, right? The whole Asher, when I was a Bachur in Yeshiva wrote pages and pages, the Yecheskel, the Yitzchak, the Panav Yisrael, everyone tumbled on this whole Sugi Aruch and Shas. So far, so good, hello. But Akapanav, you see clear that the Zohar held, hello, that by killing, for Pinchas killing Zimri, he forfeited the Kuhn, Alpidin. Then the Pasuk says, no. So why did he not forfeit? So the simple answer in Roiv Mefarshei HaTorah, just look, I'm a simple person, I look in Mefarshei HaTorah, the Chizkuni, the Tzur HaMoir, all the classical commentators say, because here it was different, Pinchas did it, the total Hashem Shemayim, the Tzur HaMoir says, normally, Rashi said in Shir HaShirim, in the Aseret HaDibros, Anoichi Hashem Alikecho, and Loisirtzach are, why? Because a person who kills is Memayit Etat Mus. You limit, you minimize the presence of the Rabbeinu Shalom in this world. Masha Enkein by the Leviim who killed the Ovid Avodah by the Eagle. Fakeret Mamayit as Musa, Famarbez at Musa Ba'ilam. Vuhu Adin when the Shechino leaves Kal Yisrael because of Znus and Arayis, right? So Fakeret, so therefore it's not an Aveira in this case that Mamayit as Musa and therefore you can't do it. Right? Fakeret, the Nachos Yankiv on Pirush Rashi, one of the super commentaries, and Rashi says, that's Gufa, the Svara of Rashi, that he paskins like the Manda Omar in Zvochim, that Lein Niskayin Pinchas until he killed Zimri. What's the connection? Because otherwise, if he would have been a Koyin from the beginning, people would have said, why was Pinchas a Koyin? Nepotism, it's a Rebbe Shemaisa in the family, you know, you're an Einikul, you're a Banchak, right? Therefore, the Abishter waited that he shouldn't be a Kamakoyan until after this Maisa. And now you see he's the guy who killed Zimri. Unafel became, the Abishter directly said, I'm giving him a bris sholem, to see that this was an act of goodness, of kindness, not fakert. Right? Bemis Adish taking kids from Mizrahi, from one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yisrael Koyan, and others. Right? Right? Yes, you with me? By the way, just parenthetically, according to the sheet that he only became a Kohen now, hello, this is what you said before, I understand why there was no problem of how Pinchas could become Tomei with Zimri. Right? Because he wasn't yet a Kohen. According to the other shita, then you'll have to say, as you said, which is the shita in many other sources, that actually one of the 12 miracles that happened that day is, can you imagine making a shush kebab of Zimri and Kozvi, and walking a mahalich, six parsa, all through the length and breadth of Machne Yisrael, and they're miraculously still alive, until he lets go, and then they pay gifl. Because he was already a kohen. They had to keep him alive, like till, yeah, by the way. Very similar to this mahalach is found in the Chiddush Arim, who said that the whole reason why a kohen who shed blood can't duchen is because a kohen is from Sitra de Chesed. Kindness, Zera Aaron, Oyev Sholem, Bechashoye, Bruce de Liba, Mavorech Asam Yisrael, Bahava, right? Yeah? And murder is from, even if it's divinely. Whatever, it's from Sitra of Din, severity, of harshness, of punishment. Therefore, the Pasuk says, why? Because Tachas Asher Kine Likov Yechapro Bnei Yisrael. He was given this briskun, this oilam, this bisholam. Why? Because he brought kapora to Kal Yisrael. Yeah? Why didn't the pasuk say, because he did a mitzvah in the Torah, in the Kaddish Shem Shemayim, the Rabbim, what's greater than Kiddush Shem Shemayim? Yes? Be'emet, the stipler asked in Birchas Peretz another kash. He says, what do you mean? Pinchas will get his reward. V'dinu shitl chori. The Gemara says all over, v'kayim alon, that's char mitzvah al-meleka. So the stipler answered, then the Beis HaLevi answered this in the Drush V'Tztoka much before. Pashut. Because when is Char Mitzvah Be'al Melech? I've said this many times. In our relationship, in our mitzvah Ben Adam Lamok. But in mitzvah Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, a person eats Periseyan Ba'ilam Hazem. So mitzad the etzim kidrishim shemayim, right? The carrying of the mitzvah with self-sacrifice, that the Eivish will reward him in the Yom Shet Kol Tei Vairuch. But mitzad ben odom lechaveve shebedover yechapel mene Yisrael, right? But according to the Chiddush Arim, says Reb Chaim Kaufman, the kasha doesn't even start, because why taka did he get? Why wasn't he? Didn't he become puzzle? How do you give him kahuna? Not mitzad the etzem ha'maisa. The etzem ha'maisa l'chura should have been bloodshed. Akapanim l'shitazu. It's only because it was done out of love and mitzat chesed, and it brought goodness to Kal Yisrael, therefore he was awarded with kun. So for the good, it's all fine, it's a beautiful, it's a true answer. Except the only problem is it doesn't fit into the words of the Zohar. Can I read you the Lashon? Zohar says, I'm reading the Lashon, unless anyone could see it in the Lashon, I give up. Perhaps you will say, says the Zohar, that Keshitas Rashi, Keshitas Rablos in the Gemara, that Pinchas wasn't Zohar Tekuna until the Maisa Zimri. Those who say that it wasn't Zohar Tekuna before, it's not true. Ella, the Mayukimto Tachzer Kinelikov, what is the meaning of because he was Mekana, therefore, yeah? Mashma, the Begain Uv the Do Ravach Kuno. So it's only because of this activity of killing Zimri he was Zeuchet to the Kuno. Madl Havakot, which he wasn't on that status of Koyan before, which the Zohar said he was. Tochazi says the Zohar, I'll answer you. Kol Koyan de Kotl Navshe Pulsule Kunosil Alm. A Koyan who sheds blood is Pulsule for the Avoid. Right? Therefore, Pinchas min din apostle kanava. Therefore, Pinchas min hadin was disqualified from the kunda. Ubegain the kunda the kuchabrichu because he did this act, whatever. Itzrich li yachsile kahuna olmen. We had to now give him reinstate. Whatever that means, reinstate. So the chalayit, unlike all of the above, the act of killing Zimri in and of itself, not like none of the above answers, is an act that in itself normally would have disqualified Pinchas, even though it was done with love, with the best motives, the Tov of Kal Yisrael. The Eibishter, at the end he makes the rules, right? He reinstated Pinchas. He gave Pinchas kuna now. So he was originally a kohen, he forfeited the apostle, and now the Eibishter gave him kuna again. Hello? Now, I saw in a safe, which I don't have, I saw it brought down, Likutei Yehuda, from Leib L'Haina, a new one. It brings from the basis, heard from the basis, Sroll, who heard from his father, the Holy Imre Emes, that Sforim say, other Sforim, many say, what is the reason L'Rashi, L'man Omer, that he only became a Kohen after Maisa Zimbri? Because had he become a Kohen before, he taka would have become Pasul also Hirigas HaNefesh. To which the Imre Emes asked, what kind of reason is that? What might have given it before or afterwards? Anyone who shed blood, whether before he formally became a Kohen or afterwards, but he's a shedder of blood. And the Ebershta, what's the answer? Says the Imre Emes. Hello? Hello? When Pinchas became a Kohen, he became a new person. He's not the same person who shed blood before. The Yumtuk, says the basis role, Lefi de Zoyra Kodesh, that his neshama left him from the fright of standing up to the whole world, whole Shevet Shimon, whatever. His neshama left him. And I said before, the Zohar says Klor, that he was now given a new neshama, the neshama of Nodaviyu. By the way, parenthetically, I've said many times, all this form, that's why we say Pinchas. Who is Pinchas? He's Ben Elazar. I know who he is. We said it last week, yeah? Again, Pinchas, Ben Elazar. Who else is he? Ben Aaron. It's not Pshat Pinchas, who's the son of Elazar, who Elazar is the son of Aaron. Pinchas ben Elazar, who's also ben Aaron HaKoyin, because it was Nesaber in him, the neshama of Nodav Aviyu, which were hovering around the place ever since they died the Krivi HaKodesh, and now they went to him. And Pinchas is another name for good old Elio Hanovi. You with me? And therefore, it's that in Sforim HaKodeshim, every time a Yid needs the Ebrister to open up the gates, we say the word on. On Hashem Ishiyana, on Hashem Aslichana, and on is Nutrikun. I've said this many times to you. Elio Nodavavi. This is the Mavasar Geula of all Gutazachim Bakalis. On. The Fizeh says that Rabbi Heschel and Chulkas Atoyra, the Shem Yishmul and Tafresh Ayin Hei, Lachazach. Pinchas gets a reward. Why? Bedinish Azchori. Ais Char Mitzvah Al Malecha. The Fizeh is going. The Kasha doesn't start. The reason why Shchar is Baal Malek, the Mephoshim say, because we have a principle, it's Chidrus, Eidim, Shtalem, it's Eilu B'Seifer. You only get reward when you finish. He's finished, he died. He was resurrected, but you still have a Choy from last life. And therefore, Bedinu, Yishin, L'Shchari. Meridik. This answers to a bunch of Kashas also, which comes a new Sefer, a contemporary fellow, Gana Goinu. I'm out of my mind with his spilus from his bikini. I'm a godem chadosh. I'm a sechtis. And I'll tell you, came out to one. He said, "Lefi zevet rech nochazach." Now I understand why the Eibishter had to give him a new bracha, a new kahuna to reconsecrate, whatever the word is, reinstate, rededicate, whatever him also koyin, right? Even though according to Zohar he was a koyin already, so he brings the aderes. The aderes was the rav in Mir and in Panovich. In his Sefer Eirech Over, which is Agos in the back of the Spinkers Arches Chaim, and Tzim Kuf Samach Zayim, he's Mechadish and Nudin, that a Kohen who died and was resurrected, Poko Kuhunosi, his Kuhuna upon death disappeared. And therefore, since Pinchas died, Parchon Nishmosui, the Eibishter had to instill him a new kun. He becomes now a Ponim Chadosh, as Bolokan, a Beria Chadosh. Okay, my dear, sweet, holy friend. Wait. Doesn't want to talk about it. I'm just leading into the topic. I want to lead into that today's topic. Hello, Rabbi Fuller. Lefizah, hello. Vetrech Astir, that Tosfos asks, all over Shas, everyone knows, you don't got to be a genius, a rocket scientist, to figure out that Rav Kahana was a Kohen, hence his name, Rav Kahana. Oh, you don't care. Brilliant, yeah. Tosfos in Kiddushin, in Psochim, all over a few places asks, various other places in the Gemara, that it appears that Rav Kahana was not a Kohen, it's Astir. Says the Aderis, oh, but we all remember the Gemara of Baba Kama Kuf Yudzayin, that Rav Kahana was together with Rabbi Yochanan, and he took ill, and he died, and then Rabbi Yochanan boy Rachme, and he came back to life. Oy bazoy, that he says he was a Kohen was before he died and resurrected. That he wasn't a Kohen is afterwards. Let me ask you, there is a beautiful one. You all remember the Gemara of Brachas Tav Memat Memvav, Rab Zeira Cholosh, he was critically ill. All the Gabei Rabavo. He said, he took a following vow, E mispach ketina charek shaki, if the small one, Reb Zeira, right? If the one who was burnt on the thighs, you remember the Gemara, used to check himself every 30 days in the Tanner, if he gets better, I'll make a Yom Tov, I'll throw a party, a banquet. He got better, the Arachma got better, right? Yeah? He made a Suda. At the Suda, he asked Rab Zeira, Lishalanmar, you start, you break bread. No. Rabbi Yochanan said, Balabayas, that's no. When it came to benching, right? He said to the host, Rabbi Avoh, honors Rabbi Zeira to lead us in the benching. No. Have you not heard of Rabbi Hunan from Bovel who said that the one who was Beitzeya, he's the one who has to be Mavorich? Ask the Rashba, Alasar. If Rabbi Avoh knew what did Rabbi Avoh hold an offering in benching? Says we're healed like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said the Balabal should be Beitzeya, because he'll give generously pieces to everybody, and the Eirach should bench to give a bracha to Balabos. Yeah, hello. Ask the Aderes, ask everybody really about this, right? If the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Avoh knew if Rabbi Avoh held like Rabbi Yochanan, so why did he want to Mechabed Rabbi Zeira to be Beitzeya? Yeah, Kasha the Rashba, answer the Rashba, because he held that since the whole party was thrown in honor of the guest of honor, Reb Zeira, he's considered the Balabas. So answer the Rashba. Ask the Aderes, why in the world did the Rashba have to answer that the Suda was made Lechavad Reb Zeira? Why didn't the Rashba answer that Yishalmi says in Bracha that Reb Zeira was a Koyin? And Koyin, Vikidash, the Koyin in the Vorach Tchila. Hello, anyone out there? The Kasha the Aderes asked him the Rashba. Answers the Aderes, Mosuk Midvash. What do you know about Reb Zeira? Everyone knows that Reb Zeira and Reb Zeira are the same person. One is before, he was in Bovel. Remember, Tzamei Etanis, the Gemara of Zuvis, and then he went to Eretz Yisrael. Good. Someone's alive here, Baruch Hashem. Yeah? Yes, hello? Where was Reb Zeira? Where did Reb Avoh live? Anyone know any geography? He lived in Eretz Yisrael. Kisari. Hello? Yeah. You all remember the Gemara in Megillah, where the Gemara says, Rabba and Rab Zeira, they made a Sudas Purim by their Dodi, they got chikur. Come Rab Zeira, come Rabba, Veshachtel Rab Zeira. The Machari asked for miracles, and he was resurrected. Right? So now, okay, he had enough with Bovel, no more Purim parties, he went to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So, Enechanami the Yerushalmi said Rab Zeira was a queen, but that was, he was in Bovel. After he experienced Chias HaMeisim with Rava. Hello? He's but now he's no longer a Koyin. Therefore, the Rashba is Rech. The story happened with Rabbi Avoh. Right? Rabbi Avoh, in Eretz Yisrael, no longer a Koyin. The reason he asked him to bench, because he's the hero of the party. Not because he's a Koyin. So says the Aderes. Only problem with all of this is... Oh, yeah, I get to go. What time is this? Okay. The Kli Chemda says... Oh, maybe I can continue this next week. The Chemda asks, but a person is a Koyin, even a putting Kupaka Kunos, you're a Koyin because you're a Ben Aaron. You're not, it's not Nifka, your Kibud of Aim, you're Yichus because you died. Hello? Moreover, ask everybody. The Gemara says in the Hedron, because it says, Aaron, you shall give the Truma Pashas Koyrach to Aaron. What kind of Truma to Aaron? Aaron passed away in Horahar. He never went into Israel, there's no Truma. Is a raya that Chias HaMeisim in HaTorah. Hello? But if you say that when a person dies, he loses guna. Hello? So how would you give the iron? Hello? This question was asked. They bring a Ramban and say, from Mitzvah and Sherish Gimel in the beginning, right? Hutaka seems to say there's a mocker, right? That when Mashiach will come, based on Gemara Zvachim, Mashiach will come, the Kehanim will need a new Mashiach. So, there are those who want to learn Pshat, Yankov Chaim Sofer, and Kofsim, you know. He said, Pshat is because of this din of the Aderes, that it's a Mokar to Aderes, that Kedusha's Koyin is Nifka, the Yichus is Nifka. Others, many others asked on this answer, Ravram David Horowitz, the Rabbi of Strasbourg later in the Eda, and many others, that is clear from numerous sources, right? That's not Kedusha's Koyin that's Nifka. Right? Is that your yichus that's nifka? You need, perhaps the Gemara is saying, another Mashiach mitzad, you've been out of activity for 300 years or 1,000 years. So mitzad the avoy, but not mitzad the yichus, koyin blight by koyin. Even. So, see, Zevet, Shver. That's the kasha we're supposed to deal with today. So in a nutshell, I'll speak about this maybe, if I have time, maybe next week, if I can find a kasha to the parasha next week. But the answer simply at this moment is poshut. The Rebbe says in the Kutasichas, Chelik Yudches, there's two types of resurrection. And this answers a bunch of Gemoras. Sefer Shari Torah is very similar. Tchias HaMeisim is a din that the Eibishter instilled in now. When you're alive, the Eibishter gave you the potential, and there's numerous Makayr Terebinses, that one day you got Tchias HaMeisim. If you look in Arya Kaplan, in your DNA, there's inscripted DNA that ultimately, if you mix in whatever the formula, you could resurrect the person. Rashi is Vayitzar Hashem Lekim as Adam with two yuds, right? Tchila, one yud for this world, one tchila from the Adam Arishan was born. There already is the Hechatimsa of where it says Kalachimer. The loy have the like Olshkein. It's part of. It's not a nest. It's inscripted in your etzem lulz, in your whatever, in your DNA. There is a potential for tchias amis. So that's not called a dover chodosh. That's called a continuation, when it's tchias amesim, of the life you've lived before. With me? Masha ein came when Elisha, this is the raya from the Gemara in Saf Samach Tes, in Nida, the Anshe Alexandria, they asked, yeah? Ben Ashunamis, yeah? I'll give you the answer, I'm not giving the raya, you know. The whole raya is answer the million kashas. When you're mechayim mesim bederech nes, like Elisha or whatever, that's something new. The person was dead, new metzias of alive, something new, that newness, that freshness, severs any, like you can't do a mitzvah bederech nes, right? You can't, it severs any previous, it has numerous nafkaminas la'aloch, I have no time to elaborate. If a person had chias mesim, do you know that George Gallup, you know Gallup poll in America? 33 1/3% of people who died, who were clinically dead, and the doctors in the A&E were able to resuscitate them, they have what's called a near-death experience. And it goes across religions, across boundaries, no religion, this religion, no whatever, right? And they have, and afterwards, we'll talk about it, they're moyus, anyone who went through this death and through the tunnel with the white light, they're moyus in Olam Hazeh. Because they saw reality, they saw true existence, they can't bear element. Well, actually, I can tell you, I went through, I read like 25,000 books on the subject. The whole thing. Mamish, if you want to chizuk in amuna, understand this issue, right? But a person who is literally halachically dead, and in this world came back, he's a new person. Masha ein came, if Eliyahu, there's a difference between the Ben HaTzarfatis of Eliyahu and the Ben HaShunamis of Elisha. Elisha made a miracle. The Ben HaTzarfatis of Eliyahu, it could be that he applied Chias HaMesim of the future in the present, because he's Eliyahu. The Gemara says he has one of the three keys. Chias HaMesim is given over to Eliyahu. This answers many other kashas from other places. The Gabbai, the Mesim, the Atzomis of Yecheskel, that was also Me'ein La'osid Lo'avin HaKamarayis. It wasn't that a miracle now. So when you have a miracle now to resurrect the dead, all your relationships is severed. That's why the Pinchas before, even the Shizadur, that he was a Kohen, was Nifka. What? Oh, very interesting. Very interesting. Why don't you ask the same question by Matan Torah? Who asked this before? Okay, yes. I can't. There's 100 Nafkaminas and whatever. We'll do each one needs separate. Maybe not. Okay? But one way. Okay, do you understand the Vort? But Pinchas was certainly a miracle. Therefore, his Dekun Akoponim was Nifka. And therefore, David, I understand the Zohar perfect. The fees I understood some, I don't have time to elaborate, always bothered me. This week's parasha is called Pinchas. Whenever else in Tanakh, any other biblical personality was called Pinchas, it was always Pei Nun Ches Samach. Pinchas with you. Why? Says the Zohar, Pinchas is Gimatria Yitzchok. 208. Only works with the Yud. Why? Says the Zohar. Because it says Vayitzer Hashem Alikim. Two yuds. This world, Tchias HaMeisim Ve'ilam Haba. Pinchas took the yud of the Tchias HaMeisim and put it in this world. And now his gematria is taka what? Is taka Yitzchak. Who was the first person who ever experienced Tchias HaMeisim? You may dive in a thing called Shemana Esrei three times a day. Hello, you remember that, yeah? Three first blessings, Abraham, Isaac, yeah? First is Magen Avram. The third bracha is Kedushin, Kedushankim, Makel HaKodesh. Second bracha is what? Who made this bracha? Who's the first person to utter these words? Yitzchak. You know why? Because at the Akedah, Parchon Nishma, I explained many times he had a Nishma. So the Nukva, and they gave him a Nishma, the Dukra, therefore he got married afterwards.
No.
You want to hear what the Tzvila Tzaddik, the Holy Buddha says? Pinchas ben Elazar is Gimachi and Bechaya Mesim. Therefore, married. What better, right? Therefore, I understand why Pinchas, as is Yitzchak, is 208, which is 8 times Havaya. Yankov is 7 times. Yankov had a brother, Esav. He took, Esav is the, Aflos says famously, Esav is Gimachia, as in the Gemara Kiddushin I discussed many times. Esav is Gimachia 10 times Tomei plus Havaya. He had one mitzvah of Kiddushin, therefore his head was buried in Maros HaPelah. Yitzchak had 8. 8 is Lamaseach al Shminis, as the Gemara says, Erchin, the Kiner of Mashiach will be on Shmoinanimen. Therefore, Yitzchak is the tapping into the L'Osidlov. Now I understand the Chum Sofer, why the Melia Pinchas is Krasot. Tomei. Work it out. I don't know. 5 times. Work it out. Seven times. Oh, good. Yeah. Now I understand the Chum Sofer in this week's parasha, why Pinchas b'milui is gimatria krasotin, right? Which is against death, against the Yitzhahara, again, right? Now I understand one more word. I have no time to elaborate. It's a shod. The Imre Chaim said a meritic word. His Zayda, the Pinchas Koritzer, also Pinchas, he said famously, every school child knows from Cheder, Machtzis HaShekel, Machtzis inside is a tzaddik, next to it is Chai, furthest away from the tzaddik, from Stoka, is Mace. By Pinchas it says, Heishaves Chamosi. What's the word Chamosi? Where are the middle letters connected to each other? Inside, Mace. Furthest away, Chai. Are you with me? Oh! So when one is Poygim and Midas HaYesod, like Zimri, again, like the opposite of Tzedakah, therefore what Yomafrid, the Pirkei, the Talmud of Elio Zut in Perek Aleph says, G'doy l'Tzedakah shemekareves as achayim u'merachekes as amovs. So therefore it's Chamosi, Mace together, Mem and Tzav, Rachman al-Zan, and the Ches far away, right? Heishiv es Chamosi, from Meis he made Chai. Therefore, I understand. Mosuk mitzvash dover amelach nim yisrael until him kuvov techoshiv loylit stoka. Just like stoka is makarav achayim and merachik the meisim, so too was the meis of. Therefore, he brought chayim for himself and he had chias amazim. The chay Chamosi is that the meis became chay. This fits into 100 other things, but ain't kav mekoymi. But therefore, the Eibur shel Taka Helfin, by, I thought myself, I'm not talking about, the idea I said many times, the idea of Tchiyas HaMeisim, such a deep word, gives a Jew hope. There's a Gemara which says, Nir v'nitche shuveni nir, something which was fit and became disqualified, forget about it. Right? A behemoth that was kosher. So how does the Eibur shel ever accept Shuva? The answer is this Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Pasuk says in Tilim, Shuveinu Hashem Elikei Yishenu. Take us back to you. We makarav us. Chadash Yemeinu, right? Aye. But nira v'nitcha shuveni nira. Sevhali ato toshu tchayenu v'am chiyas. The Eibush will make chiyas amazim. Is the charaya that behemah is l'misa amazim. A yid, even though Rachman al-Tan temporarily whatever, over at the end of the day is going to be chayas again. And that's written to us now. Asher al-Kain. Therefore, from the whole idea of Tchiyas HaMeisim teaches us the Koyach of Tshuva. That's why Chazal say, Vayivas Esav as HaBechoyra, what was the Mevaza together with the Bechoyra Tchiyas HaMeisim? Because Esav held, that was not even a desire, to call up Dover Shabbat, right? Kivin Shein Nitche Shuvan Inir Venitche, finish Gamarnu. What therefore is the Chara, you didn't believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Because you believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim, you believe in Tshuva. So I thought to myself, that's the reason why we always read Pinchas, Pesmichas, or usually in the Yimei Ben HaMetzorim. Because you may be on Mitzrayim, Golus is compared to death. And as in the Novi Yecheskel, numerous places, Geula is compared to Tchiyas HaMeisim. So to teach us the Kuyach of Tshuva, which in the Zara is the Geula, we read Parshas Pinchas of a person who was Mersir Nefesh for his Yiddishkeit, and therefore he had Tchiyas HaMeisim, which is Mezara's Yidin to do Tshuva, and through Tshuva, like Tztaka, we bring all kinds of brachas that the Eibush should be Goyder, Pirtzis Yisrael, and bring us all Chsom. Yeah. Yes. Very, very first of all. Huh?